Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweeted one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie. That's going to be in about a month. Also, join the Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord, if you want to give us your movie suggestions there. You can watch us every Thursday on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87, ABRAWG87. And you can join in the chat, watch us do the sports podcast around 7:30 every Thursday. Also, find us on YouTube if you want to watch the videos of those streams, if you miss them and want to watch them. Movie this week is the final movie of football month for us. We were able we were able to somehow come up with four football movies.
Who would have thought this?
Football movies are not good in terms of sports movies. Football movies, maybe lowest tier. Maybe
I feel like we were we were handcuffed though.
Streaming, a little Last Boy Scout, but
exactly. You could have Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there. It's just apparently not for streaming.
Longest Yard.
Yeah, I mean, they're there.
The new one, the remake.
Obviously, yes, of course, Sandler one. Obviously,
absolutely.
Yeah, King's a huge Sandler guy. So yeah.
Who is a good football flick? Who is a good football movie? Hands in the dirt. Hands in the dirt.
Should even Waterboy might have stomached more than most of these movies.
Amen. Give me all a Waterboy. You probably would have wanted us to watch Rudy too, huh? Yeah.
Fucking. That's maybe worth. Maybe the second worst sports movie ever.
Ever? What's the worst?
That's a good question. I know it can't be the worst. Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams, the worst.
Just because he says, let's have a catch. The worst.
Yeah.
The
worst. Yeah, I'm good.
We play catch. We don't have a catch.
I'm good with that answer. It's a fantastic answer. Yeah. I mean, it took you a second to come up with it, but I'm glad you did. So
I knew there was one out there that was worse.
Yep, and he found it.
Just letting that answer marinate. I appreciate it, Chef.
So this week's movie is the listener movie, and I am pretty sure it came from Booble. Like a couple weeks ago, he suggested it. I'm pretty sure, like 90% sure. If only there was a way I could find out. Maybe I should join the Discord and actually go in there and look for it. But that movie is Remember the Titans. It is on Disney Plus. It came out in the year 2000. Movie has a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb, and a 48% on Metacritic, which is a pretty big swing between Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic there. I'm not sure why. Movie stars Denzel Washington as Herman Boone, Will Patton as Bill Yost, Wood Harris as Julius Campbell, Ryan Hurst as Jerry Bartier, Donald Faison as Petey Jones, Ethan Suplee as Louis Lastic, Hayden Panettiere as Cheryl Yost, Ryan Gosling as Alan Bosley, and Kit Pardue as Sunshine. Movie written by Gregory Allen Howard, who also wrote the movie Ali and Harriet. So Muhammad Ali movie and Harriet Tubman movie. Those are the only other movies he's written. Directed by Boaz Yakin, who also directed Max, which is a movie about a dog, and Safe, which is a movie with Jason Statham.
Yeah.
He really hasn't done much else. He's written a bunch of movies, but hasn't really directed much else. So this movie is about football in Virginia in 1971. Let's see. Coach Yost being replaced by Coach Boone, who came from North Carolina. Essentially, they were integrating the schools in Virginia, and so they sort of forced Coach Boone to be the head coach of that school. And they forced Coach Yost, who had been a Hall of Fame coach up until that point, out. Like he was fired basically and replaced by Denzel Washington's character. Denzel Washington's character did not much care for that, and so he offered him the defensive coordinator job or whatever, and he sort of reluctantly took it, and then movie sort of goes on from there. The movie is about race relations in America. And also there's some football involved.
The back of the end zones in NFL games, like we've said before, they have solved race relations.
Yeah, I thought we fixed this already, right?
With choose love and hate.
Worth noting, Ryan Gosling in this movie. I don't know if you have seen the meme that circulates about him in this movie, but Ryan Gosling is a fucking liability in this movie.
I couldn't play him. I wouldn't play him.
Absolutely.
He gives up inside leverage all the time.
He's slow. He can't cover, man. He can't stay up.
He weighs what? 120 in this movie? I mean,
yeah. Now, can you explain to me, because his dad was real salty when he got benched, and I remember in the scene where he brings the newspaper clippings or whatever and shows the coach, he's like, five-time all-leaguer or something like that. And he has not been good at one time in this movie. I am very confused when that guy that I'm looking at right now was good at football. He is easily the smallest person out there by far. And they didn't really help his case either. They got pads that were way too big for him too.
It's kind of like last week when Well Off Media made a highlight package for Shiloh Sanders.
Shiloh Sanders.
Now, see, he was part of the Headache Gang CEO, even though he went to the hospital for pissing blood out his kidney. It's the same thing. Whether in the old days it was newspaper clippings and now it's three highlights on a YouTube channel. You can be selective with this stuff.
It's a good breakdown of Ryan Gosling in this movie. There were a couple of scenes that were very clear why they hired Ryan Gosling to be in this movie. And I'll tell you what they were. It's when the team was dancing. Because the 2000 Ryan Gosling was God. Disney Ryan Gosling, where he was popping and locking.
Oof, that scene has not aged well.
No,
oh my God.
Oh.
I was trying to say, when they came out, and they apparently did it the rest of the season too, when they came out, as a whole team, dancing. I'm like, they would get the absolute shit stomped out of them, man. what are we doing? By the way, 2023, this is people are the most accepted, of other people as they have ever been in our country's history. And it would still happen. 2023, let alone 1971. Get out of here. And by the way, that whole thing was sort of, it went directly against Denzel Washington's entire character. Letting that happen, because he, the biggest hard ass ever, didn't let them get away with shit. He didn't let them drink water during practices. And he's going to let them, dance, do a fully choreographed dance routine walking out to the field? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
They might hire Denzel's character as a new Oregon strength coach. Yeah.
Willie Taggart. Tree.
Yeah.
He's got big
water. Water, you don't need fucking water.
Big rabbit.
No water. No water. Just give me the whipping nene. No.
Yeah. Huge Rabdo vibes had Coach Boone. Huge Rabdo vibes.
Cam McCormick has been in college since, 1971. So.
Yeah. Can we get Doug Brenner on the line to ask him his opinion of Coach Boone? Oh man, they were breaking so many laws. So many. The three practices a day? Three a day? Dude, no, you're fired. You're fired. That's against OSA rules. That's against the state rules.
I don't think they do two a days anymore. In the traditional sense.
No.
What a stupid practice that was. Hey, come in the morning, break down all your muscles and tear shit up, go home, and we'll give you Pizza Hut coupons so you can eat 2,000 calories in a Pizza Hut buffet and then be back here at 1.
And then throw running all gassers. That shit up.
Yeah, remember, running gassers.
Stupid time.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was talking the other day about that Pizza Hut. deal we got. So that still lives on to this day. That was fantastic. Pizza Hut on Willamette. You kidding me with the buffet?
Next to the fuzzy navel. Kids just, rest in peace, skate shop. Yeah.
Kids just don't know about that Pizza Hut buffet, man.
Shit hit different in those reddish orangish cups.
The red cups.
Oh yeah. Oof.
Oof. I'm getting all worked up just thinking about it. I'm sorry.
Hey, man. My number one red color Pizza Hut soda cup. That's called a callback, folks. By sure those is. In the business.
The band.
In the band.
Okay, let's see. This movie, the budget for this movie was $30 million, and it made $136.8 million. Movie made a whole bunch of money. Denzel Washington, I think, won an award. Did he? I could be wrong. Denzel was very good in this movie. I mean, go figure. Denzel Washington.
Denzel fucking Washington. Yeah.
He's very good in this movie.
I mean, Patton's real good in this movie too.
Absolutely. They cast the hell out of this movie.
I would like to know. So I think this movie was written out and then Disney got a hold of it. And the original script was a lot like harder.
I'm sure there were
F-bombs and stuff, actual, and it was tougher. And
actual racial slurs, I'm sure, were being used. Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see that movie. You know, I could see Denzel just fucking cursing out players. Not the same with Patton, both of them just laying into players constantly. I think it would have made this movie a little better too.
What
did you say Denzel won?
No, I didn't.
Nickelodeon.
I didn't say he won one.
What a Nickelodeon award, I thought.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he win one?
No, he was just nominated at the Teen Choice Awards. He did not win.
that's great too.
Denzel won the BET award for best actor
for this movie.
Not touching that joke. And, move along.
And whatever the Silver Angel is, Silver Angel Award. Don't know what it is.
He also won the Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture, given out by the NAACP Image Awards. And moving on.
Because he was fantastic in this movie. Will Patton was fantastic in this movie, too. I thought it was interesting how the actual coach that Will Patton was playing, like the coach came out in the last game of the season. Like, because he was a Hall of Fame coach. One would assume a very good motivator of people and blah, blah, blah. He didn't do any of it the whole movie. He just like sat back, let Denzel do his whole thing, was coaching a seemingly very good defense. He wasn't
worried about his fucking defense. He worried about his fucking offense.
And then finally he actually started coaching in the championship game, and you know, they ended up winning or whatever. But I don't know. I would have liked to have seen more of that from that character and him too, but I don't know.
How bad Denzel, I'm going to say it, terrible offensive coordinator, offensive mind.
Six plays.
Yeah.
Six plays.
He had Kit Purdue as his quarterback. He was an actual quarterback at Yale.
Yeah. And he was his backup.
You can't get that guy out there and see that fucking cannon he's got.
No, you only got to look
like a football player.
No, man, they got to run the veer, the same six veer plays over and over again. They can't be throwing the football. What are we talking about?
Fucking fits right into the old Big Ten games. Just
I love
defense and run the ball.
Love how shocked they were in the championship game when the other team ran shotgun. What are they, the Jets? Literally said, "What are they, the Jets?" Oh boy. We got Joe Namath out there.
Don Maynard running a slant.
They throw in the forward pass. What is this? This is 1971, by the way.
Yeah.
There has been the forward pass for a long time.
Oh, How bad was football? Jesus.
They have had Shotgun for a long time at that point. I don't know. Maybe not. When was San Diego big? San Diego started that off.
Mid-70s.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe they hadn't gotten
Maybe early.
Yet.
Yeah.
Maybe they're still under center. Okay.
There are still teams running like the wing T out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I thought we've killed this off by now, but apparently not.
Well, maybe you don't like winning. Because as far as I've ever seen in my life, the wing T dominates the shit out of people. So
Maybe that's
just personal experience.
I'm just saying, you don't want to move into the country and become a high school football coach and just run the wing tee and just say shit like, again! Again!
Run it again!
Run it again! Keep it! Keep it!
We watched two Disney sports films. Bigger Hard Ass, Denzel or Kurt Russell?
Denzel. I think Denzel, yeah.
Both cut from the same cloth, though. At that time, man, coaches in that time just did not give a shit about players.
Did not care whatsoever about high school kids.
At all.
Yeah.
No, even children. College kids, they don't give a shit about.
Children. These are children. Lest we forget. Under 18. Children. Yeah.
Were they? Because, I mean, Ethan Serpley was weighing probably about 350 out there. Dude was large.
Yo, the custom jersey they had to make Supley, man. Yeah. Like, because he was playing a real person, right? Who actually went on to play college football. Like,
sure.
Yeah. Well, apparently, at the end of this movie, they told us that these were real people, and it says based on a true story. So I would assume some of this is real. There's no way Ian Supley was playing any sort of football. Like, absolutely not. Did you see how big the fucking jersey was? Like, how big it was.
It's a monster.
It was a monster. It's like a nightgown, dude. It's amazing. I don't know. He was a good part of this movie, though. I will say that. Like, I've liked Supley basically his whole career, and it was nice seeing him in this, and he played a good character. He was the first one to bring everybody together at the camp, right? Just he went in the gym with all the black players and just jumped right in. He's like, oh, somebody said football. I'm running. It's like, I don't care. Ethan Supley fixed race relations in Virginia in the 70s.
Fixed it. Fixed it all.
It was all him. Yeah.
Yeah, Virginia. Is the John Denver song about the state of West Virginia or the West part of Virginia?
I love that question. Oh, please, please take that song away from West Virginia.
Yes.
So good. Yeah, by the way, if somebody had asked you, like you didn't know this was set in Virginia, if somebody had asked you where this movie was set, what would you have said? Alabama?
I would have said, yeah. Maybe the Carolinas.
Yeah. I would have said Alabama, and also they wore the same uniforms as Alabama too. So yeah. Why Virginia?
Yeah, definitely more southern than Virginia, which is technically a little southern, but not quite to where we think it is. Yeah.
I think it might have been a different movie if it were actually set in Alabama, you know? I don't know.
I feel like the racism goes higher the farther south you go. And Disney did not want to fully commit to just full-on racism in this movie.
Well, that's because Walt is dead. If Walt was still alive, fully committed to the racism.
I don't know if Walt would allow this movie to be made. I mean...
Why do you think the Oregon duck is white?
Yeah, black actors and white actors in the same movie? What are we doing here?
Donald always beats Daffy. I'm just saying.
Always, right?
Always. Watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit. It just is what it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So when Sunshine kissed his teammate, I was, you know, so I was more like, so I looked at that and I was like, which would be viewed worse in terms of being in a community that is racist and bigoted and blah, blah, blah. Cause I saw that scene and I was like, man, I feel like he sort of like the team was sort of just okay with it, like right off the bat, and sort of didn't really care and then just moved on completely. I feel like that wouldn't really happen in 1971.
That would have happened in 2014, to be honest.
I'm saying, man, like that would have been looked at as way, like worse is not my word, but I'm saying like that would have been looked at as way worse in the 70s.
Right. And, well, like just even now, or not so much now, but 10 years ago. The locker room was so like, oh, masculine.
Football, just football.
Yeah, like, you can be a black guy, you can be a brown guy, you can be a white guy, whatever. If you can play, you can play. Don't look at my dick.
what are you doing?
Don't be over there kissing Eddie. Like, it just, yeah. So in 1971, that shit is definitely not flying.
No way.
The first year the schools integrated, I think that's kind of where all their energy was going towards at the time.
I'm just saying, man, like I feel like it was kind of a weird thing to put in the movie. And again, like I'm fine. If you want to kiss other guys, I kiss other guys. It's fine. And I'm just saying, like, I feel like it was a weird thing to put in this movie. Like it sort of didn't.
Is this a Southern football thing that we don't get here on the West Coast that, all right, do you see his fucking arm though? Do you see how good of a quarterback he is? It's like, I almost feel like in the South, they might overlook those things by how good at football you are. They'll say that shit behind your back when you're not listening, but when you're on that football field, as long as you're leading touchdowns.
By the way, Sunshine plays defense, gets an interception his first defensive series. Why has he not been playing defense all season? Like, what are we doing? What are these coaches doing, man? All of a sudden, they
real
start
real Travis Hunter out there. Jeez.
I'm saying, why is this guy not playing corner? He's riding the bench, sitting behind Rev? Like the guy who just runs the Veer all game?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Coach of the year, my ass. Absolutely not. Why don't you try evaluating some talent, Coach Boone? How about that? Think about that.
Boone's not there to do, you know, the X's and O's. He's there just to bring the team together.
To break them down.
Yeah. And then build them up. I'm going to break you down. I'm going to build you up.
That's right.
But no, I'm not actually going to build you up.
No. Definitely going to break you down, though. You are going to be really depressed by the end of this.
Just as a tangent, it is so funny to see how that was, even in when this movie came out in 2000, that kind of coach shit was the norm, where, you know, maybe in high school it still is, because who is paying attention to rural, you know what I mean? But college, and especially pro, that shit don't fly in the pros anymore. Doesn't fly in college really either, especially with the portal. It's just an interesting little difference.
Well, each team, like each college team, each pro team has therapists now. Like they have mental health departments to, like, for everybody, not just the players, the coaches and stuff too. And so, like, beating somebody down emotionally and verbally and stuff is just not how it's done anymore, man. Like, you see coaches who still have that attitude are getting fired nowadays because they cross over the line that is just not some shit you can do anymore. But yeah, you're totally right. Let's see. I'm trying to look through my notes, see if there's anything else I wanted to talk about for this. You guys got anything?
So the Bachelor,
Golden Bachelor,
Golden Bachelor, huh?
Golden Bachelor. Did you guys see the first episode? Because it's Sunday now.
No, I'm waiting for it to.
I like to stack them up. I usually go. Like,
did it start? Did it actually start already?
Yeah, it started on Friday. Yeah, first episode was on Friday. Yeah.
So we had our recap show on Friday night.
We had our recap Friday night. And it was great. Yeah.
It went great, right? I'm assuming it's gonna go there. It went great. So I did read also. You bring up Patton's character. You know, his daughter is Hayden Panettiere in this movie.
Yep.
Apparently, in real life,
Vladimir Klitschko's wife, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So he had, I think, four daughters at the time. They got divorced, and like one of them, like, kind of liked football.
Is this the real coach?
The real coach. Yeah. Okay. So they pretty much completely fabricated this character. He had a daughter, and four daughters. And one kind of went to some games, but one was not, you know, into the X's and O's and yelling shit like in this movie. So
that's a Disney treatment. Yeah,
it is. So, yeah. So go very loose on how much of a true story this actually was.
It, you know, I'm not mad at them for that. I thought she was a cute character. I thought the way she interacted with Coach Boone's daughter, too, was cute, too. It was a way that they could show that not every young white girl is one way, not every young black girl is one way. And so it was sort of another device for them to do that. I don't know. I thought she was a fun character in this movie, so I'm not mad at him for it.
She was
you got any other real life facts about these guys?
Oh. No, because I don't give a shit about any of these people.
Okay.
Whoa, wow.
Wow, interesting. What do you mean these people? Jeez.
What do you mean you?
What did those people do to you? Wow. Jesus.
Wow, Ski. Good Lord.
They're not a good football team. They average like 9.7 points a game. They're Iowa, essentially.
It's a different time, bro.
Yeah, man.
Just watch a full movie about Iowa football, more or less.
They're out there running the read option. They're running the veer.
It was not a read option. That back then, that's just a straight option play.
Read option.
There's no reading involved.
Can you imagine like any sort of mobile quarterback running a read option in 1971 and a defense just they would call the game off. If Lamar Jackson was in there running read option. Yes. Nope, illegal. I don't know what
this is. No, you ever seen Semi-Pro where they do the alley-oop for the first time
ever?
And they're like, no, it's traveling.
it's a foul somehow, right?
Father Pat, that cannot be within the rules. And he seems to have thrown the ball upwards. he catches it and then throws it down. Oh, no. Semi-Pro. That's a good sports movie. That's what we should have been watching.
And we weren't on basketball this month.
No, not this month. Let's...
No one suggests basketball.
Let's move away from sports for a while, guys.
I'll make you watch that Adam Sandler Netflix one again.
Oh,
God,
boy.
No.
I know. Not that it was a bad movie. I just never want to watch it again. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see. Anything else? Any other takeaways on this movie? I liked this movie. You know what? It's a dumb, cheesy Disney movie, but I enjoyed it. I think it's a nice commentary on the early 70s. It's got football. It's got Denzel Washington. I thought it was good. I thought Ryan Hurst was good in this movie. I thought Wood Harris was good in this movie.
Devastating linebacker duo there. Jesus, how do you?
Geez. Yeah, two All-Americans on the same high school team. Like they were very, very good.
I do like Ryan Hurst a lot too. Especially from Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy, man. Yeah.
Fucking Opie.
I was telling my girlfriend while we were watching this, I was like, see that dude? Picture him with a really long beard, like down to his chest.
Super long hair, too.
Super long hair and leather. Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Oh, baby.
This early 2000s, a big time for this kind of genre of movies, you know, like inner city, black school. Does something or a white coach goes into something. I'm trying to remember if this was one of the first ones. you know, wasn't a full, you know, like, you know, hardball, that's one. And
I don't know, name another one.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter,
that was
Dangerous later. Minds.
Okay, Dangerous sports, Minds. But, I was wondering if you were gonna go with Dangerous Minds.
Pot like some Wildcats somewhat?
Yeah, Wildcats. Yeah. No, Wildcats, yeah.
There's the first one, then Wildcats would be the first one. Yeah. Hell of a squad that Wild. This Wildcats team would have stomped fucking Denzel's team's ass out. Oh,
Titans wouldn't have stood a chance.
Oh, not a fucking chance. You got fucking Woody and Snipes out there? Shit. Good luck.
Absolutely not.
Good fucking
they
luck.
Were dogs, man. They were dogs. Fucking dogs. They wanted it.
So happens you got that inner city fucking school coached by Goldie Hawn. Good luck. She no better offense than Denzel. No, I just tried because there was a lot of movies that came out this around this time.
Goldie Hawn and Lily Tomlin, or no, Sally Field.
Sally Field.
Coaching masterminds. Who knew? And there were
offensive,
yeah.
defensive coordinator there all day.
I'm just going to say it. Sally Fields would.
Still.
I'm proud of you, man.
Equal opportunity.
Not ageist.
No.
You are so brave, King. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I just want you to know, I feel seen.
Thank you for hearing me.
Oh, man. All right, let's go ahead and grade this thing. Ha. Huh?
Yeah.
So this was a listener movie. So any of us can go first. Because it's a listener movie, let's go out of five.
Because the Titans average 5 points per game, I guess let's go out of five.
They scored 44 in a game, man. What do you mean?
Well, they
play Colorado. They play Colorado that week. What do you expect?
Yeah. It's like when you play Portland State, you know.
Yeah. I mean, come on. They played the rich white school. That doesn't count. I'll start. I mean, hokey early 2000s Disney sports movie, 2.5.
2.9.
So 2.5 and 2.9. Let's see. Yeah, by the way, it was Booble who suggested this movie to us. So I figured I should actually look that up before we grade this thing. I'm going to give this a 3.5.
Cool.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? This is not a terrible movie. It's got great performances by people. I think, excuse me. Denzel was fantastic in this. Ryan Hurst was fantastic.
COVID cough.
I can't get my
score out.
I'm
dying. Doing the dab, folks.
Yeah.
Dab.
Oh, man. Do you still do that with your kids? I love fucking with my kid doing dabs.
Can't do it anymore.
He pisses him off so much, man. It's so great.
I've pivoted to embarrassing them when they have a friend over by coming out and doing the gritty. And it just, yeah.
He is gritty on them, just.
I gritty on them as I'm going to the kitchen or something.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Can you do it well?
I can do it.
That's great. Yeah, 3.5, man. Really good performances
in
this
movie.
So
this is your highest rated football movie of our four movies.
Of the movies we watched, yes.
Of the movies we watched, man, this is your top movie of them all.
We watch terrible football movies, so that's not... That's
without question. Yeah, this is better than Draft Day. This is better than The Replacements.
Ooh.
What was the first one we watched? Do you remember?
King's Pick.
It was mine. I can't remember what it was.
That's like a month ago, man. Forget it.
I think that was the worst one, I believe.
How dare you? How dare you?
How do we not remember it?
Because we're trying to forget football month.
Yeah, I can't find it anywhere. I guess we just didn't watch one. I guess King didn't have a movie. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, no, this, yeah. Remember the
It was 80 for Brady.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking right. Propaganda. Yeah. Right.
Like I said, Lily Tomlin.
Hey, you know what? I thought it was Sally Fields.
I know, but I was
You got to figure it out, man.
I was doing a thing.
You got to figure it out, yeah.
You know what? If we go back and I change all my scores, 80 for Brady, highest scored because of it. Done.
All right, so you're changing your 80 for Brady score to like a 4?
No, I never gave anything close to higher than a 2.5. This actually might be my highest. Well, I might have given replacements like a 2.75.
Yeah, yeah. Football movies aren't good. Yeah.
Again, we didn't get to choose from the cream of the crop, but I think in general they might be the worst of the sports movies, yes.
Yeah. All right. Guess we got to come up with another theme. Join our Discord. Tell us another movie theme for the next month.
Football next month. It
cannot be basketball. Please, God. Please.
Hockey starting. Be hockey.
Ugh.